Thursday. You don't have to remember anything.
Oh.
What did you say?
What?
It's Thursday. You don't have to remember that.
I don't? Nah.
I almost didn't bring my book.
We're going to look with Web Matrix, and we're also going to look at how it's done inside VB. And then I'm going to get you to play with the two.
Do we have to open VB, though?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So we have the 10-minute episode of opening VB, yes.
So we're downloading something here?
You can. I would say yes, I would look at them. So, for example, if I click on this, are you going to let me open?
No.
Is it actually going to bring up VB, Web Matrix, rather? Because it certainly is churning a lot. I thought it was going to give me the chance to open it under Notepad++. But it certainly looks like it's thinking about loading Web Matrix, doesn't it? There's a problem, okay. So it doesn't want to open it from there. But anyway, those are examples, and if you go into Web Matrix, you can open them, or you can just open them and save them, okay, and then open them. But those are just some Web Matrix examples. So we last time looked at Web Matrix, and let me go there first. Web Matrix, Microsoft Web Matrix. And then you're going to open Microsoft Web Matrix again. And I lost it. VB doesn't seem to want to load either.
Everything wants to take time.
I think I have Web Matrix opening someplace, don't I? Doesn't seem to be in a great hurry. There it is. I think now that I happily turned on the recorder, I think I'm going to have to take off the first 5 minutes anyway. Not now. Okay, so if I want to open something new, as I said, I can click on new. If I want to open something that's existing, I should be able to get to it in my sites or folder. Okay, so...
We don't have that though, right?
You should have it. If you save something. Oh, my folder. There apparently is where I put something, maybe. Website 1, did I put something there? 423? Nah, that doesn't look very promising. My sites. See all my sites. There's my website 1. And if I want to look at the folder for that, there's one thing that says local, so I am assuming All right. All right, if you want to create a new file, we just hit create a new file. But I want to save. I thought I had saved what I did last time, but maybe I didn't. So if I want to create a new file anyway, I can go to vb.html. Now, just a little moment here. Notice there is also three different things here. There is classic ASP, and that is, God, that's been around forever. The examples I wrote in ASP are probably umpteen years old. Then there is ASPX for VB and ASPX for the C family. And then there is VBHTML. And this one is more oriented for writing in Visual Basic. So that's the one I started you looking at. We're going to look at the classic ASP and the others next week. So you can open it in those three different styles. So if I say VBHTML, and then it says, okay, give it a name. So I can call this April 23rd, 1st, and see if that works, and say okay. Okay. And it comes up. That's a very strange thing with what it came up with. Okay, let me try that one more time. Okay, so I'm going to open WebMatrix. There's WebMatrix. Not now. I want to do something new. Let's do something new. Because I don't seem to be able to find my other thing. So there's new. If I click on empty site, new empty site. Okay. And I've got to sometime figure out how I can make that have a name other than empty site. But for now, we'll work with empty site and empty site 1 and empty site 2 and empty site 3 and empty site 4, if that's what makes it happy. And then I'm going to say create a new file. Okay? And I will try to figure out how I named it. But I'm not sure I successfully did that this summer either. And I'm going to click on VBHTML. And say okay. And I didn't change the name, so it came up as page. If I had changed the name, it would have come up with a different name. So now I have two options. Up here under code, I can put in a bunch of Visual Basic. And down here under HTML, I can put in a bunch of HTML. So what I'm creating is a web page that is made up of a combination of HTML and of VB. Okay, so I've got a web page that's a combination. Okay, so if you go to my site, the basics, this is in a document. So you can actually open the examples, but I put it in a Word document here. Okay, so the one we looked at last time is I took and I copied and pasted that part inside the code. Okay, so these are examples of how I can go about using the code. Okay, so I took and I copied and pasted this. So I just took a copy and I went over to WebMatrix. And I pasted it in right here. Hello? All right, so I didn't. Control copy. I can do this. There. Okay. And then I went back and said, okay, what did I do differently down here? Well, I put in something like that. So I'm going to copy that and come over here and put it in. Now, obviously, you'd be writing it from scratch, but I'm cheating. Okay? So, now I'm going to put a title, and I think I had a title over there. I called it Calculate Pay as my title, and that's basically all I had. So, what I have here now is I have some VB that I want to do up there. And I have a little bit of HTML that I put in when I put in that header. And then inside the HTML, I can also include the VB. Okay, so I put in some... Basically, I wanted to access pay. And pay was calculated up in VB. So if I want to access pay, I come down here and I say @code, and then I put in the HTML paragraph and said repeating, your pay is, and I repeated the information that I had up there. And it was using a variable, and I put in the @ in front of the variable and in front of anything that's HTML. So what I've got is I've got the VB up here, the last line has HTML in it. Down here I've got some HTML, and I've stuck a VB in that has HTML in it. So I'm playing back and forth between, you can see when it puts in a tag that I'm in HTML, and when it doesn't have a tag, I'm in VB. If I'm up at the top, and I'm in HTML, if I'm in down at the bottom. So if I say, okay, now I would like to come in here, and I say launch in a browser. Okay, so I right-click on the name of it, which is pagevb.html. I right-click, and I say launch in the browser. And there is the result. So there's my result. I launched it in a browser, and there is what came out. Okay. So, up here, I've written the HTML and the VB, both. So I'm basically going in, setting up a web page and saying, but I'm going to use VB to do the calculation that I want to use. So I'm dimming everything. I'm putting in a very typical VB statement. I'm calculating pay, and then I'm saying, okay, now I need to use HTML to display it. The @ is before I'm going to switch over to HTML. I put in the paragraph, and I also put an @ in front of the variable that I'm putting in there. And then down below, I said, okay, I'd like to repeat that. So I go in, because pay was from VB, I have to now go in and say I'm inside the code part again. And pay is going to come from the code part. And so then I wrote a paragraph that said, repeating your pay is, and then I did @ pay out there. Okay.
What causes the larger font calculating
pay? I put it in a header.
H1.
It's an H1 header. So that's my HTML, and it says it's an H1 header, and H1 headers give me big font. And they also give me bold. So H1 gives me those kinds of things. And if I wanted to, I could come in here and say, really? Or something under H2. And then when I say, okay, launch in browser, I now have really, and H2 is slightly smaller. And you can go down to H6, which gets absolutely tiny. Okay. So there is your basic VB that you can put in there. And then I can say here, close tabs, and I can say new, and a new VB, and I'm going to call that H2. So I come back, and I've now got header 2 there, page 2. I didn't get original and change it, so I just said new and went out, and I've got one there that I can now build on. So take one of my other examples and bring it over here and give it a try. There are several examples. There's a decimal, a calculation one. I have one with an array in here, so go and pick something and you can go back and play with it. Or you can write your own. But the actually, I'm trying to remember how the request works, so I think I'm going to try that one. I think it makes sense to copy mine and see how it works a few times before you go and start doing it on your own. But you can do either one. Okay, so this made boxes. And let's see, 50. 50, and my pay is $27.50. And I didn't worry about the fact that it was showing zero at the beginning before I entered the data in. So play with that for a few minutes and just try getting a couple of them working. And anytime you want to do a new one, you can just say new. And you probably should save these. I don't think I actually saved the one.
Put CSS in it?
Yes. Down under the head. In the head, you can put CSS in.
How do you hide the code?
What do you mean, hide the code?
If I don't want the code on top to show up, what do I do?
Oh, not top to show up.
Right, comment out. Yeah. I mean, I just want the HTML to show up and hide the code that's up top.
I have no idea. Never tried it. Why do you want to, okay?
Well, I don't know. I want the user to see it, maybe. You know what I mean? The code that's on top.
Yeah, but the user's not going to see any of it. Because they're going to basically have the launch in browser, which brings up the output. Just like, you know, in Visual Basic, they don't necessarily look at it, they just run it. Okay. And you can turn this into something executable. We haven't done that. I can look around and see. I think I did it actually in the past. But basically, it just is running that. As I said, I started playing with this summer, and then I kind of put it on hold. And it's really kind of neat. If I say open, then I can go find something and open it. and but I've only got the two things that I did because I don't think I saved yesterday. So what I did yesterday wasn't around because I forgot Tuesday because I forgot to save it. This one was using an array and a for each loop. So I went through and I set up an array and then I said show me each month and I went through a for each loop and I did it twice. Once up in the primary code and once down here. I obviously didn't have to do it twice. I could have done it either. But I was just showing that you could do it either place. Thank you. Okay, has everybody kind of played with this enough? So you have an idea of how it works? And then we're going to look at, as I said, next week we're going to look at ASP, and then we'll look at, and we'll also look at SQL Server, which they allow you to do in this. But the next thing I want to look at is in your textbook, chapter 11. And I'm serious when I can say that I never remember what to click first, second, or third. So that's why we're opening the books to do this. Okay? So they talk in here about ASP, chapter 11. That, and that's what we'll look at next week is ASP, because Web Matrix can also do ASP. But essentially, ASP is Microsoft's product, and you can run websites on that. The problem is that they tend to be run on a Microsoft server, not in a Linux server. Okay, so if you go to, for example, chapter tutorial 1, okay? And this tutorial 1, which is on page 685 in my book, okay? Basically, it says start Visual Studio. Now, I don't know, do you have full Visual Studio at home or do you all use Express? Okay, because I use Express most of the time. I've got full on one computer, but not the computer I use all the time. If you use Express, then you have to download the website Express, because they have a desktop Express and a website Express. So if you're using that, you have to download and use the website Express. So it says start Visual Studio, and then select new website. Okay, so following the instructions, it says to select new website. Okay. Make sure that ASP empty website is selected. Okay, so you're making a new website. And again, if you're using the Express version, it's a whole different thing that you bring up. You bring up the desktop version for everything we've done up till now, and bring up the web developer version for this. So you want to WebNet empty website is what I want. Okay, if you're using Visual Studio, you should make Net Framework 4.5 is selected up at the top. Okay, so you want to have the Net Framework 4.5 selected up there, and you want to have Visual Basic selected along the side, as opposed to C#, okay? Unless you happen to know C#. Okay, and you have a tutorial for C#. I think that's everything. At the bottom of the window, enter the path of the folder where you want to save. So I'm going to browse and save this out on my flash drive. Somewhere there. So I'm just going to browse and choose that. Choose an appropriate location. Click OK to close the dialog box. So, or I guess you click OK. And then OK. Sure. Create a new website at the existing location. Apparently I put something at the same spot. And I didn't name this. Ooh, look at all that I have opened. I don't think I wanted to do that. Okay. In fact, I know I didn't want to do that. What did yours do? Did yours do that to you?
I'm selecting a new folder.
Yeah. And that's what I should have done. So, File,
Yes.
Close solution. And then we'll start again. New website. Empty. And I want to call this, I want to make a new folder. Good point.
That should have prompted me.
Did it actually prompt you to do that?
It said I have existing files or whatever, and then it said, do you want to make a new folder?
Okay. Okay. Okay, then I'm going to follow that because I think I read it wrong. Okay, so I want to browse, and I want to do it on the root of G. And then it says website one, and I don't want that. So I need to back that up. And now is it going to give me that? Open. Okay. Okay, so open the existing website. Create a new website. That's what I thought I clicked.
I clicked on the folder where I wanted to save it, and then it said that I had existing files that were similar, so...
I'm just going to get out.
I clicked on it, and then I just put the slash, and I just made the folder.
Okay. So I'm just going to get out of this totally and completely and go make myself a new folder. Did I actually close that paying attention? Good work. Okay. So new folder, April 23rd, right? So now I have a folder called April 23rd. So now I can get out of here, and Visual Basic is going to open very fast this time.
Mine prompted me right away for that, so made the folder for me, which I thought was kind of cool.
File, new website, and then we want empty website, F5, Visual Basic, we have all that. And then we want to browse and find April 23rd. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And then we're saying okay. And now we at least only have a little bit. Okay. So at that point, now you will add the default ASPX web form to your project. Okay, so that's ASPX is a more recent version of ASP. There's old-fashioned classic ASP, and then ASPX is a little more recent version. And we'll look at the code in both of those next time. So we're going to do a add. Now you add. So click Windows on the menu and select Add New Item. Okay. Only I don't think it is Windows. I think it's website. Yeah. Okay, so it's website and add new item.
ASP.NET.
And you want to add the ASP.NET folder. So it says add new item. You'll see the add new item window. Make sure web forms is the selected type and the name is default. Okay, so you're picking web form. And you want it to be default ASPX. So I've got web form, and I've got default ASPX, right? That is what it said, right? Yeah. And make sure code in separate file is checked and select master page is not checked. Beats me, as I told you.
Must place the code in sync.
When I get to click and click and click, I basically pull down the instructions and click and click and click. Now when I get inside, we can do a little bit more. Okay, so now it's showing the default one, and did we get that? Okay, so now the next thing says web form open in source view. At the bottom of the window, you should see three tabs. So I'm going to just say add this. Come on. You can do it. Yes. Okay, so now I've got default ASPX there. Okay, so this is what they're talking about. This is the design mode where I can go in and design. This shows the source code, which is what is showing now. There's your source code. And this shows split, so that if you wanted to see both the design and the... and the code at the same time, you can click on split. Do you have a question or rest in your arm? That looks awfully uncomfortable. Okay, so if you go over in design mode, you basically see a screen that has just that in it. And that is setting you up so that you can design the things. Okay? So, then you come over here.
You can drag things over just like in
TV. Yes, it is. Next, you'll create a title that is displayed in the title bar of the web browser. Okay, so if you come down here and click on title, you can get the title displayed there. So you can put in title, okay, whatever. And so I've got a title in there, and this is the title for the document. Okay, so you can go in and put that in. Then select toolbars from the view menu if you don't already have it. So we're going to go into view, and we're going to select toolbars down at the bottom. And we want, which one is it? Which one do they say we want to select? Formatting, I think. If I'm remembering right, it's formatting. Somebody want to tell me if it's formatting? Toolbars, I want the formatting toolbar, right?
Yes.
So there's the formatting toolbar, and I've added that in. Okay. I guess I've added that in.
You've already selected it.
It's already selected.
So therefore, I shouldn't have clicked on it. So view, toolbars. Yeah, no, I've got it checked now. So if it's already checked, yes. If you uncheck it, then it's not going to be checked anymore. But mine wasn't checked. Okay. And there it is. So there's getting me, and that's what I didn't see. For some reason, I must not have finished it because I wasn't seeing it there. So that gives me a whole bunch of different stuff that I can do. Then they say to come up here, and they say, look for the block format drop-down list. Well, I always have to, whenever I bring this up, look for it. But this is the block format drop-down list, the one that says none. Now, how would you know that? Well, if you happen to run your mouse over it, it says block format. But you really would think that they could have said that a little bit nicer. But the one that says none up here, if you run your mouse over that, it says block format.
That line
is under view, and you click on toolbars, not toolbox. Toolbars.
She has it. If you hover over this none, it will say format.
It won't.
Yeah.
See, if you're on just this, you can go right click, and then it says format.
Format.
Yeah. Okay. So where do we back up to?
How do I get the title? I think I just asked.
Okay, the next thing is you get the toolbar.
Yep.
And so you go to view toolbars.
Yep.
And if formatting is not checked, check it.
I had to uncheck mine and then check it.
Okay.
Get it to show.
Okay. That's probably what happened with me because I had to go back in.
You just right click on the gray area, it gives you that list of things.
Right click on which gray area. There's a lot of gray areas.
On up top, anything under the menus or whatever.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Although I'm not seeing, toolbars, but I see formatting. It would be nice if it. I know, but it would be nice if it actually told me what it was. But it believed me. See, you can play it around with computer applications a lot. You know how to find things. Okay, so that gets me the toolbars, and that gives me the ability. So they say the formatting toolbar should appear just below the standard toolbar. Look for the block format drop-down list and select heading 1. So what they want you to do is to select heading 1. So I'm coming up here. And I'm picking heading 1. So I think they have my cursor inside that blue line. So are you still behind?
Yeah.
Okay.
My properties ain't coming up. I don't know if I missed something, but
Okay, you've got the tool. What are you looking for? Have you got the toolbar?
He can't get his toolbar to even show.
He said he had to click on it and then unclick on it and then click it back again. And that didn't work?
Nope.
Yeah, the book says, click inside the light blue box that appears on a form and design view. What is what light blue box?
Well, this actually becomes light blue, I think. It looks more gray, but I think they think it's light blue.
Oh, so if I click on that...
That's right. And then you go up to none and pick header one. And that becomes a place for header one.
You got it? What was the title that you're talking about?
Huh?
You do it in the properties.
Well, I put the title in the properties. Okay, so I go back. Going back, I came over here, and if you click kind of anywhere in here, over the side says document. Okay, see? This says document over here in properties.
Like right here. Yeah. No. See where it has the little dots? Yeah. Click and drag it down. That's what it is. Now you go.
Have you got the toolbar?
Yeah.
It's like not active.
It's not active because your thing's not open, I think. Just the default thing.
You should be in design mode. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the title was, if you click anywhere on the page, it gives you the properties for the document. Just any blank place gives you the properties for the document. That's where you can put in the title.
Oh, okay.
And I just wrote whatever. Whatever they wanted me to write. Okay, so then you come up here, and I've already done this, but there was a light blue box there. I put my cursor inside it. I went up to this place that says none, and I clicked heading one. Okay, so that now makes my heading. And they say that in my heading, I am supposed to write something. My click application. So you can write that, or you can write anything you want to write. My click application. Okay, so I've got that. And then I can hit enter. And notice it goes down, and it's ready for me to write a paragraph. But if it's not a paragraph I want, I can choose to put something else there. Okay, but it kind of defaults to saying you must want a paragraph next. Okay, so they had me press enter to move to the next line and then double-click the button control in the toolbox. So I'm still going to drag things over. So I'm dragging the button over. Okay, and I'm dragging the button over. And it is making what is called an ASP button, which when we look at writing code, we can actually write the ASP code. We don't need to have the application do it for us, we can actually write ASP code. Okay. So, now you've got button there, and like anything else, I can change the text on anything in Visual Basic, and they say, tell me to make it click here, so I'm going to write click here on the button. So I double-clicked on the button or dragged the button over, either one, and I'm writing click here on the button. And they said to set the property to button click, so I am changing this to say BTN click. Okay, so, you know, this is an interesting mixture of HTML and VB again, okay? So now I've got button click and I've got the click here button. Okay, so now I'm going to the top of page 689, click the mouse just to the right of the button and press enter to move down to the next line and insert a label. So I'm going to click down to the next line and I am looking for a label here and either dragging it over or double-clicking it, and I've got the label in there. Okay? And they say set its ID property to label message and erase its text property. So here's my label. I'm erasing its text property. And I am setting its ID to label message. Okay, so I've now set its to label message. Okay, so there's my message thing. And that was right at the top of page 689. Click the mouse just to the right of the button and press enter to move to the next line. Insert a label control on the next line. Set its ID property to label message and erase its text property. Okay? So now you're going to add text to the button. So we're double-clicking on the button, and it brings up basically what looks like Visual Basic. And I am going to write label message dot text equals whatever it is they told me to write. Thank you for clicking the button. Now, don't forget, this is the last week of the next of the last week of the semester, and we are learning to write a message that says, thank you for clicking the button. But anyway, it's been a slow-paced course, apparently. Okay, so now I've written the message that says, thank you for clicking the button. Okay. Save the project and run by pressing Control F5. Okay, so I'm doing a file, save all. And I'm pressing Control F5. And Control F5. Okay, brings it up again under localhost. So we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing localhost here, just like we saw it over in Web Matrix. Both of them are set up so that they will run under localhost. Okay, and the problem is that that's where we have to stick because we do not have the right server. So now I say click here. And it says, thank you for clicking the button. Okay. So you have now made a web page.
Awesome.
That thanks you for clicking the button. Okay. They then go on and they have a bunch of other tutorials that I have gone through and done them all and played with this. But what I want you to do is you can either pick to do another tutorial or you can pick to play with it. But I want you to kind of play with it. If you go back into design mode, you can do a whole bunch of things. But essentially what you're at now is you're kind of mixing VB and you're mixing... Yeah, you can go in and do color. So if you go back to default ASP, notice that the code is being put into default ASP. So if I go back up here, just like in Visual Basic, the default ASP, and there's default ASP VB, and that's where the VB code is. But if I want to get back to default ASP, I print default ASP. Okay, now again, if you go to the source code for this, this is where ASP kicks in. And the ASP that I have here basically has run at server, which is I want to run the header at the server and I want to run the form at the server. And it puts the word ASP colon in front and runs everything at server. And that's basically what you do when you write in ASP. You put in the ASP colon and you can go ahead and write in it.
Where did you get that code?
By going in under source. If you go back to the design. Okay, go back to the design here, and here is the source code. And the source code is telling you what it generated for the web page. Okay? Basically laying out the web page. So it is mixing in this layout of the web page, because I put in the header that said My Click Application, then I put in the button, then I put in the label. So what this is laying out the page for me. Okay, so I've got the page laid out. And then if I go back and look at default ASVB, I've got the code that I want to execute, for example, when I do an event. Okay, and I'm using the click event because it's obviously the easier event, but I have that event in there. Okay. So as I said, I've done these tutorials. I thought they were pretty good. I remember being a vegetarian for a while and all that good stuff. So if you want to just follow a tutorial, go ahead. If you want to play an experiment, go ahead. But I'd like you to play with this. We got about 20 minutes, and I'd like you to play with this or play with WebMatrix, but just play with the stuff.